Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The DJV Doug Ken Victoria live on the air. It's a good thing there are a lot of things going on. We always have something really important to talk about, so we'll start that off. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria and Kara are the update on Boeing, the 737. General, there it seems to be now the situation, Jennifer, is that there's really a day that goes by. They're going to have something that comes out about Boeing, how the company is run, what the condition is of the planes, and that sort of thing. So what do you have?
Well, I guess, you know what, I'm doing a little bit of good news for them. There's been a lot of bad news saying that they still haven't been able to fix the problem and that there have been delays bringing these planes back to market, if they'll ever go back to market at all. But I guess we can focus on a little optimism, and that is that a panel of government flight safety experts concluded that Boeing's redesign of the 737 MAX, which has been grounded for a really long time, is up to regulation code. It complies with regulations and is safe, according to an update that they gave to U.S. lawmakers. The technical advisory board created after Boeing's jet was grounded in March following two fatal crashes has presented a preliminary report to the FAA. The TAB, that's the technical advisory board for those of you who know, TAB presented its preliminary report to the FAA detailing their findings that the design changes are compliant with regulations and safe. The group also made unspecified suggestions of actions that Boeing and the FAA should complete before the plane actually returns to flight. According to the summary, they're recommending additional future activity to move ahead on this flight. Obviously, the PR nightmare, this is good news, I guess, for Boeing initially, but really their public relations hurdle, I think, is what really is the story. Once these things get back to market, and it looks like maybe they will be able to do that next spring sometime, which would mean that they were out of commission for over a year, the public relations effort against these guys started really with their own inefficiencies, really. Who's going to get on a plane and feel safe when they see that Max Jet moniker? I think everybody's going to sit there because they have no choice to choose their...
in general. It's too bad, but 737 has been the most vulnerable, most popular plane ever built. There are thousands of them. One carrier alone, Southwest, has almost 1,000 of them now, and there are 737 of them, interestingly enough, was the last number I saw. But because of what's going on, Jennifer, Southwest and American both over the weekend announced that they were going to extend the cancellations. That is, they're not using the planes in their fleets for any of the schedule. At least until, as you've suggested, into the spring. The American Airlines pilots are they're adamant about this. Southwest and the management folks there have been very upset because they're Boeing's largest customer. They have the biggest fleet of the 737s in the world, and they had 34 of these things that they had to leave on the ground last year at this time, and they had to bring back some old planes that had been mothballed to keep their schedule going. And American did the same thing. And so here we have this situation now. This is the first time Southwest announced over the weekend that they were looking at buying some Airbuses because they only fly 737s.
Yeah.
They haven't put a new plane in service for a year. And so what are they going to do? Boeing has 400 of these planes sitting on the ground in their Everett, Washington plant or places around there where they have airfields. They've kept building them, and they can't use them, so they just park them. So you got to wonder.
I just don't know how they're going to get these things back in the air, even if they're 100% perfect.
I won't fly on one of them.
You know, as much as we say people forget things, and they do, it's going to take a while, I think, for people to get on and go, uh-oh, see what this means for them.
Well, plus the fact the plane was a piece of crap to begin with because they've squeezed the seats together. There's no amenity in it at all. You can't even use, they talk about Wi-Fi, Most of the planes, I remember flying on two or three of them and thinking they were disgusting because the seats, even in first class, were cheap, chintzy. Everything about the plane was chintzy. And they, you couldn't get the stewardess, when I was talking to her about trying to get my Wi-Fi to work, she said they don't usually work in these planes. So, you know, it's that kind of stuff. At what point do you say, okay, we've done enough, we've chintzied and cheapened this product enough, it's time we, and this maybe is the bell ringer for that, the whole circumstance around the 737 and what was a great plane now been made to be a piece of crap. Anyway, see what happens. Okay, good report, thank you. The president is asking the Supreme Court to overturn the ruling, and maybe I'm going to need some help with this, Jennifer. Is this the California case, or is this in general? There are a couple of
Yeah, it's New York. The tax returns, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So why should, I guess under the circumstances, I ask, and I think I did last time we talked about this, why should he have to? I wouldn't. Where is there a law?
Well, and I think that's why he's taking it up to the Supreme Court, because there is no law that says you have to turn over your tax returns. I think that's what he's trying to get the Supreme Court to rule on, which would set precedence for, not that it wasn't already there, but would set precedence for future presidents to have clarification on this. But
this isn't just about being a president and turning over tax returns. This is the investigation that the Southern District in Manhattan has been, this is going back to 2016 to the Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels stuff. So this is not related to just him running and not him and not.
Well, what's
his...
the allegation though here that he deducted the payment for hush money, and that's what he uses as a deduction? What is the issue?
You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to buy, if you're running for president or I think any public office, you're not allowed to use campaign funds to pay
off campaign. It can be a potential campaign finance violation.
Right.
And actually, people like John Edwards, Mark Sanford, you don't see a lot of like...
It's not jail time.
You don't see a lot of people like going down.
So what the allegation is, if I'm understanding what you're saying, I'm not reading between the lines here, I'm just listening to the two of you talk about this, is that he took campaign money, put it into his account, he gave it to Michael Cohen.
No, he took his own, it wasn't campaign money, it was his own money. But
so what's illegal about that?
Right, that's the argument. They consider that an in-kind donation to the campaign.
Yeah.
So, he never used campaign money.
He made, he put the money in the campaign fund, and then he gave it to Cohen? Why did he just give Cohen
the
check?
This is what's so silly about that. Okay, so he took his own money to have Cohen pay this woman off. And actually, he didn't even use his own money. Cohen used his money, then he paid Cohen back as a reimbursement. So that's it. That's the money trail. What they have to prove, and this is very much a matter of opinion, is whether or not he did that to save his marriage or to save his presidential campaign. If they did it to save his marriage, it's not an issue. If he did it to save his campaign, then it becomes an in-kind campaign donation.
Okay. I think we have a lot of other things to worry about than that, frankly.
It's a little flimsy, I know, but all of
15 past the hour. Our most recent podcast of the DJV program has a discussion of the possibility of Michael Bloomberg running for president. We also have the latest food recall info on this podcast and free streaming items from NBC, free streaming service that is now being offered by NBC. We explain how that's going to work. We also talk about Robin Crawford's new interview about her relationship with former best friend and lover Whitney Houston. If you haven't heard, that one's pretty juicy. And Ryan Seacrest's amazing project at hospitals around the country. Hear all of these stories and more of the discussions that go on that we've become well known for in the podcast of the DJV program at djvshow.com. That's djvshow.com. And you can follow social media as well on Twitter at DJV Show or at facebook.com/DJV Show.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
You and basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. I know, right? Do you think I say I know right too often? I do. I know, right? I have to stop, don't I? I know.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
I know.
Even our commercials are better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Celebrate amazing savings at your local Sprint store. Now through Sunday, November 17th, when you switch to Sprint, you can pick up the new iPad Gen 7, featuring an amazing 10.2-inch Retina display and smart keyboard on us when you add a new line on a qualifying plan. That's right. Get an iPad Gen 7 on us when you add a new line at Sprint. All you need is approved credit. Plus, when you switch, you'll get $100 via prepaid MasterCard for each new phone you lease. The more lines you switch, the more savings you'll get. There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint. Get a network built for unlimited. Hurry into your local Sprint store now through Sunday, November 17th to learn more and check out other great deals. $100 card requires port online registration at Sprint.com/offers and 60 days of service on a new line before card ships. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC. iPad 7 Gen 32GB, $0 per month after 1917 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit apply within two bills. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Tax due at sale. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee.
This is sponsored by Humana. If you are a veteran considering Medicare options, you'll have the opportunity to maximize your coverage by selecting a Medicare Advantage plan in 2020 that won't interfere with your existing Veterans Affairs, VA healthcare benefits. Humana's Medicare Advantage Honor Plans can expand your Medicare options. Ed Sandrick of Humana.
The launch of Humana Honor is a natural next step in our commitment to veterans. Enrolling in a Medicare Advantage plan provides access to additional services and benefits, like urgent care and dental coverage, while the VA continues to provide prescription drug coverage and primary care.
It's important veterans understand how Humana's Medicare Advantage Honor Plans complement VA benefits in order to maximize veterans' health coverage. The Medicare Advantage plans provide extra benefits and services, expand medical provider options, and are open to everyone with Medicare. For more, visit Humana.com/Medicare. Humana.com/Medicare.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Salonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Lidocaine Patch. Salonpas Lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hisamitsu.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Back to the action here on the DJV program. So on Sunday night, there was a profile on 60 Minutes. My sister invited me to her house for some chili, and I went down there, and she always has, when we go on Sunday night dinner, she has 70 Minutes. Good, Doug. 60 Minutes on. And there was a profile of Jamie Dimon, who runs the Chase Bank and Empire, and what they've done to help Detroit. I thought it was really very well done, and I thought the information about what Chase and its affiliates are doing to help the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan was really inspiring, frankly. And it got me around to thinking about, again, how, you know, because they were the real bad guys. And Leslie Stahl, who did the interview, it didn't let him off the hook easily. There were a lot of conversations. Part of the conversation was what happened in 2008 and who, you know, won and who lost in that whole affair. And one of the things they were talking about was unemployment rates. And I was just, as you look at the numbers, just the bold numbers, the United States of America has a very low unemployment rate. I think the national average is like less than 3%. And I know in my area it's 2.3%, and many of the areas that are around urban centers are in that score. So I don't understand. There is data out this week from the New York Fed showing how the job situation for college graduates is getting worse. So I'm trying to figure out where, if the unemployment rate is as low as it is, generally speaking, but yet high for college graduates, why would that be? And I ask that question because I really don't know what the answer is.
So my guess would be entry. So you have to have a number of entry-level jobs to accommodate college graduates because despite what they think and what they want, they're not going to jump in and become a CEO as soon as they get out of school.
No,
and I would say because so many people are now taking the path through college that there is probably a run on those jobs that they desire.
And also boomers are not retiring. That's a big problem.
Yeah, that's it. Not me. 21 after the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pretty fabulous music time on the DJV program at 24 minutes after the hour. This is one of the many versions of Proud Mary. Tina Turner is 79. She stopped by the opening night of the Tina Turner musical, which is a new stage show based on her life, surprising the audience with an emotional speech after the show was over. She said, quote, "This musical is my life, but it's like poison that turned to medicine. I can never be as happy as I am now." And so the audience was thrilled. A big crowd there. Oprah Winfrey, Gayle King, Tiffany Haddish, Spike Lee, Whoopi Goldberg, Sonny Hostin, Titus Burgess, Martha Stewart, Christine Baranski, Deborah Cox, and Chita Rivera, Bernadette Peters, all were in the audience. Prior to her jumping up on stage, Tina and Winfrey walked the red carpet arm in arm at the theater, waving at fans that were there watching. And then after, she posted for pictures with the cast, attended the opening night after party. Turner has supported this musical, showing up to cheer the show back in April of 2018 when it opened in London, and this past March when it premiered in Hamburg, Germany. The musical traces all of the moments, very turbulent moments, of her 50-year singing career, including her marriage to music executive Erwin Bach, who was also at the New York City premiere, and her relationship with her two sons, Ronnie and Raymond. And the latter died at the age of 60 by suicide last year. "People tell me I gave him hope," she said. "It meant so much to people, I feel I have to pass it on. I hope this show serves what the people need as a reminder of my work." There are a lot of songs, obviously, that are in the life story. Proud Mary, River Deep, Mountain High, Private Dancer, and What's Love Got to Do with It, which is what we're hearing right now. There's some really great music, and she's a great dancer.
This is going to be a huge hit on Broadway, because jukebox musicals are really popular right now, and just to be able to hear all of these songs, and apparently part of it is almost like a concert. I guess towards the end of the show, it's a live band, and the girl who plays Tina does all the singing. singing and everything. And apparently, like, from the previews that I've read, it just people.
Do I remember that she handpicked this person, too? Do I remember that? Is that
this is the same girl who opened in London. Now she's going to be doing it on Broadway. So, obviously, Tina feels...
likes her. Yeah.
She thinks that she's doing a good job. She's
26 after. It's time for us to spend some time talking about Prince and the latest from his estate. They've released Prince 1999, the deluxe reissue treatment. It's coming up later on in the month. Package includes a rare concert DVD, handwritten lyric sheets, and a total of 35 previously unreleased tracks. So another way for the estate to make some money. Probably making more money now than he did when he was alive. The estate is released. Don't let him fool you. What does it mean, the estate? Who's managing? Wasn't it his niece or something? His sister. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He, through his estate, shared originals, a collection of songs written by Prince for other artists, including the Bangles, Manic Monday, and Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You. A demo album, Piano and a Microphone, 1983, was released back in September of last year, and Purple Rain was reissued in 2017. When he died, he was working on a memoir titled The Beautiful Ones. Random House published the manuscript in October with an introduction from Dan Pipenbring, who also wrote an essay for The New Yorker about encountering Prince during his final days. So the reissue of 1999, available on the 29th of this month. If you're a Prince fan, that'd be kind of cool. There was something about him that really was almost
so talented.
Seemed like,
oh my God,
magic. Yeah, very talented. Too bad it went the way it did for him at the end. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
ABC Wednesday, country music's biggest night, will make history.
You are phenomenal.
Carrie Underwood hosts the CMA Awards with special guest hosts Reba McEntire and Dolly Parton. Performances by Miranda Lambert, Keith Urban, Maren Morris. Plus, Garth Brooks with Blake Shelton, Lady Antebellum and Halsey, Pink and Chris Stapleton, and so much more. The CMA Awards live Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump honors our veterans, but first, we learn former President Jimmy Carter back in the hospital. He's taken from his home in Plains, Georgia, and admitted to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. The Carter Center saying he's having a procedure to relieve pressure on his brain stemming from his recent falls. Carter, who turned 95 October 1st, is the longest living U.S. president in history. In other news, President Trump, the first sitting president to speak week at the annual Veterans Day Parade on Fifth Avenue in New York City. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
President Trump kicked off New York's Veterans Day celebration, speaking before hundreds of flag-waving Americans.
We come together as one nation to salute the veterans of the United States Armed Forces, the greatest warriors to ever walk the face of the earth.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
At the hour now in the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all of us are in love with each other in a nice way. I think we all love each other. We all like each other most of the time. And then there's the whole business about being competent. We are all competent broadcasters, and that's what kind of makes this a fun trek. every day, working into the world of what is trending, what people are talking about, what people are thinking, how they're thinking about various issues or just various realities. One of the things we've talked a lot about in the last year has been the fate of the women's soccer teams and what they get for money and why they aren't being paid in parity with the men, all that sort of thing. There have been a lot of excuses from the soccer higher-ups. But what's going on? There was an actual court case, Victoria, right? Is that coming to a close? What's happening?
No, it hasn't even gone to court yet. They've actually, the women's team has gotten a kind of a really strong pre-trial victory is what they're calling it. A judge on Friday ruled that their lawsuit against the Soccer Federation is certified now as a class action lawsuit. And so that's a big victory for them. They've been fighting for that. In addition, Alex Morgan, Megan Rapinoe, Becky Sauerbrunn, and Carly Lloyd are officially appointed as class representatives. And so this judge, who is actually, because everyone always looks into judges now, this judge, at first, the Soccer Federation kind of blasted the judge for being liberal. And actually, the judge was appointed by George W. Bush and is pretty conservative. And so he ruled in favor of the women on all three counts. So they are moving forward now in a class action suit. It will be a jury trial. And this is going to, I think it's set for May of next year for the jury trial. Now, the women, beyond wanting equal pay, they also say that they have been subjected to less safe playing surfaces than the men's team, that they do not have the same travel accommodations, they don't have the same stipends while they're on the road, and this is the women's national team that just won the World Cup. And this is not a group of women who, just aren't playing at the same level of the men's. It's completely the opposite. The men's team is terrible and has traditionally been terrible, and the women's team has been amazing. They've won four World Cups, I think, since 1970 something. So they're really fighting for essentially for everyone going forward, everyone who's going to be on the future team. That's where they're really looking for the equal pay to come in. And the U.S. Soccer Federation has issued so many stupid statements that they've had to kind of walk back, and it just makes them look really tone deaf. They're still trying to make the argument that several of the players, like Megan Rapinoe and Alex Morgan, have been paid more or made more money than any of the men on the team. And the judge actually dismissed that argument completely and said that there is plenty of evidence here that they are not being treated fairly. And this all goes back to Title VII. So it's a good victory for them on their way into court. They say that with appeals and everything, this could go on for another 3 or 4 years before there's a definitive resolution. But hopefully, the women will at least prevail in the long run.
It's kind of a disheartening reality when you get right down to it. Thinking yeah. about arguing this day and age for this sort of thing, it does seem like it's a little over the top. Some people in the news: Neil Armstrong and his memorabilia heading to auction. Remember, he was Neil Armstrong. Who doesn't remember that he was the first man on the moon? Walked on the moon, had lots of mementos. There's some classified NASA documents that will be at the Heritage Auction Space Exploration Auction being held later this week. 1,400 individual lots, which includes 750 from the Neil Armstrong family collection. There's a 6.5-inch by 4-inch flag from Armstrong's home state of Ohio that flew to the moon aboard Apollo 11. That's going to spark some serious bidding. Can you imagine? What do you suppose something like that is worth, though? How do you determine even what it's worth to you? If you want it,
it's not like you can go to Amazon and do a price check.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Items expected to draw a lot of interest: a crew signed Type 3 insurance cover. Signatures by Armstrong, Michael Collins, and Buzz Aldrin, bearing a machine cancellation from Kennedy Space Center dated July 16, 1969, the day that Apollo 11 was launched. This is a stamp. One-of-a-kind Apollo 11 state dinner crew-signed souvenir lunar replica plaque with Neil and Janet's presidential invitations for the event, which was held in August of 1969. A lot of the items from the family collection were sealed or encapsulated for study by future generations. Armstrong's sons, Rick and Mark, had donated a couple of items from the collection. A significant portion of the auction proceeds will go to museums and organizations around the world that support space exploration. So, in addition to those objects that are from Armstrong's personal life and times, the auction also has lots of pieces of unique and rare space memorabilia, which would be great for a museum collection, I suppose a collector, private collectors. So this would be kind of cool, but it would be very interesting. Look forward to the report when it comes out later in the week, probably by the weekend, as to what this stuff brings. Don't you think it'll be very interesting?
I think it's going to bring a lot of money. Yeah,
what people will pay for this sort of thing. Pat Sajak. Say that again, Doug. Pat Sajak, on the road to recovery. He had emergency surgery last week. Was unable to attend the taping of the program after he had a blocked intestine. He's resting comfortably, looking forward to getting back. The schedule is supposed to be resuming, but Vanna is going to step in as the host because they have all these things that are pre-planned.
So who's going to hit the letters?
Well, that's a good question, Jennifer.
Does she have to do both? Tomorrow,
Maybe.
I think she's doing both.
Double time.
Yeah.
Oh, an A? Hold on. Run.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the truth is that really now she doesn't even turn the letters. She just scans and presents it to
her. There's an electronic thing above her.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe the board will just do it for her.
So he's 73, she's 62, and they've been doing this show
really
since 1983.
36 years they've been doing it.
This is crazy.
I don't know if you guys remember, but one of my favorite parts, and actually maybe Victoria you may remember, I doubt it, but Doug, maybe you will. When Wheel of Fortune was on, at least when I was a kid, like in the early 80s, instead of just being handed the prizes or the money, they would actually use the money they won to go shopping. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
Honestly, I never really watched the show that much.
So it was the cheesiest, funniest thing. If you ever get a chance to watch on YouTube. So once the winner had a certain amount of money in their bank account, let's say they won $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
They would take their video image of their head, and the head would, like, ping pong through this showroom of all this Wheel of Fortune stuff. It would have, like, a dining room table, a grandfather
it was like a Price is Right, kind of, in a manner.
Well, it had all prices on these things, so people would get to go through and go, "Ooh, I'll take the grandfather clock, Pat, and I'll take..." And they would actually shop in front of you so you knew how they were spending their... winning money. It was so funny. It was
pretty funny.
A sign of the times, too, because the head would
very
just
much
pop
so.
Through.
Imagine that, though, 1983. And Trebek was around, I think, 87 is when he started doing that show. Those guys really they've become American institutions. Also in the names in the news department, Kevin O'Leary, you know him as Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank. He and his wife are both being sued by the family of one of the victims who died in that boat crash. Remember last summer up in Canada?
Yeah, horrible. Mm-hmm.
Suzanne Brito's parents are suing O'Leary and his wife, who was actually in charge. She was the operator of the boat at the time of the crash. They want damages for her death, and he's going to be a target because anybody with money is going to be a target. And they were on Lake Joseph in Ontario, and they did crash into the other vehicle.
They ran their boat right up onto the other boat. Immediately killed one of the guys who was on the other boat, and then I guess this woman was also, I don't know if she was the one who went to the hospital and later died, but I think two people died on that crash.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah. Not pleasant. The story of Laurel Grigg, you have to help me with this one. She's 13 years old. She was on Broadway. Apparently she had a massive asthma attack over the weekend. She best known for her role playing small young Ivanka in the Tony Award-winning musical Once. Do you know the story of her?
I don't know who she is. Only that she died and she was 13, so it was all over TMZ this weekend. But it's very sad. I mean, asthma's no joke.
Yeah, no, it isn't. It's not her.
She was in the hospital and they were trying to revive her and they just couldn't save her. That's how bad it was.
Yeah. It's any of the lung things are difficult. I have more of a tendency toward it because of my because of the origins of my DNA, and I had this little issue. It was actually when I got it last week. You can hear a little nasally in my voice still. It was declared as a bacterial pneumonia, and then over the weekend I found out it wasn't. It was a virus, so viral pneumonia. And trying to find something that you can actually take that will get rid of it is very difficult. You have to just let it go its course, I found out. But somebody sneezed in my face.
You had pneumonia last year, too, didn't you?
My lungs, because of the
You've got to be careful. Viral pneumonia. Right. My mom had that a couple years ago. It took her 6 weeks to get over it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, you don't have a strong, it's no joke.
I'm pretty much over it now, but I still have a little nasally and little stuff. But you remember how I sounded last week and what was coming out during the breaks. Oof, gross. Gross. The American Family Farmer Show, something that I'm proud to be able to do every week, and I send people to listen to it. A lot of times people ask me what really is the subject matter, and I will send you to our website for it, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. As a matter of fact, the most recent post there is an answer to the question, are you drinking fake milk? Find out. Go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. One in three Americans has type 2 diabetes. It could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin to help support healthy glucose levels. Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So, if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N.net, code DJV.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This is sponsored by Facebook. With the 2020 elections in the U.S. just over a year away, Facebook is announcing several new measures to help protect the democratic process and is providing an update on initiatives already underway. Facebook is taking seriously its responsibility to stop abuse and election interference on its platform. It has made significant investments since 2016 to better identify new threats, close vulnerabilities, and reduce the spread of viral misinformation and fake accounts. Robert Trainum is the head of public affairs at Facebook.
We are much, much better at combating foreign interference in the 2020 elections. The second thing is we're doing a better job of making sure that misinformation is not spread as quickly on the platform. And the third thing that we're doing is increasing transparency when it comes to political ads and what politicians will be saying on the platform.
For more information, visit newsroom.fb.com.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. Today, less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allow pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that help people and pets find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit banfieldfoundation.org/safertogether.
Hey, my friend's company spent 3 days cleaning up an email phishing attack that targeted several dozen employees.
Yeah, if just one malicious email slips through, an attack can spread quickly and do serious damage.
What if that happens to us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Forensics and Incident Response.
So we're good?
Yes. With fast automated response and remediation, all traces of the attack can be removed in less than 5 minutes.
Wow, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
All
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Past the hour now, time for our weekly visit with Tom Kreitler, who is the host of the nationally syndicated Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, here to help you improve your home. And when I say you, I talk specifically to the members of this audience who send questions to us. And Rich is one of those people, Tommy.
Yep.
He has installed a new fiberglass front door, wants to add a storm door for added protection. He's been told that he needed to vent the storm door, or it could warp his new fiberglass door. Is that really true? Would that happen?
Well, first of all, the idea of having to vent a storm door is somewhat counterproductive when you think.
Seems to be, right, exactly. I'm trying to keep the air out, thank you very much.
There is some truth behind what he's saying, but he's kind of got the materials wrong. First of all, have you ever noticed on a metal exterior storm door that the plastic trim around the windows will warp and twist over the time? Sometimes it looks like a sack.
Really?
It does do that on a very consistent basis when you have a storm door on it, because it traps the heat inside of it, kind of like the greenhouse effects, and totally overheats the door. Right. And it will warp those materials. Yeah. Now,
It may have a similar effect on fiberglass. It certainly wouldn't be, you know, helpful to the finish on the fiberglass. But the point is, you don't really need added protection, Rich. If you've installed a fiberglass entry door, you are good to go, my friend. I mean, that is a really good quality door that is far more energy efficient than a steel door or a wood door, and it's not going to rust, and it's not going to dent, and it's going to stand up very, very well. So you don't need the storm door in your particular case.
Right.
If you wanted to have, you know, some visibility there, some full view, you could put in a screen door just for the wintertime. In fact, I have a fiberglass door on my office, Doug, and I have a screen door that is held inside of a track on the hinge, kind of melts in with the outside molding so you don't see it.
Yeah.
And I just pull the screen across the door. So it's not like a door on a hinge. It's like a disappearing screen.
Huh.
And it's an add-on product, and I just pull it across the door, and we leave the door open in the warmer weather.
I'm taking one of the things that I do on the farm is recycle a lot of products from old buildings. Earlier this year, we tore down a bunch of buildings at a local airport to be using for, I'm trying to put up buildings on the farm so I can keep all of my equipment undercover.
Yeah.
And then there's a golf course that's being repurposed into a development for seniors. And a lot of the stuff that's there, including trees we've transplanted to the farm and facilities that we've taken apart. We're taking the house apart now. And there are these, the new style window, fiberglass windows that we're taking down because these could be practical and very useful for a lot of other things.
And they don't wear out.
And they are really, when they were installed, man, were they installed?
Yeah.
I'm talking about, you got to take the whole frame and everything out in order to get them out, which I guess is one of the reasons they work so well, because if they're installed properly, they really help save on heat and that sort of thing, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the window construction, the manufacturing windows has gotten so much better over the years from the drafty old, you know, wood windows that we had in the past.
Right.
But a lot of people love, you know, they love their wood windows.
I do.
And
they
don't want to let them go.
Ones. Yeah.
There is, however, there's a new product out. It's called Indo Window Inserts. And it's a storm window that fits inside those beautiful wood windows. It's made custom to the size of the opening, and it fits right inside
of it. It's just a big piece of glass that sits inside the house in the window.
I don't think it's glass. I think it's a plexiglass type of material.
Oh, is it? Okay,
that's insulated, or it might be insulated glass. But basically, it's made to fit exactly inside that spot.
Easy to clean, easy to bring in and out. Yeah.
Yep. It's laser measured and cut to fit perfectly. Their website is energysavinginserts.com, energysavinginserts.com. I think it's a brilliant idea because this way you can preserve those beautiful old windows and still be warm in the wintertime.
I stay warm in the wintertime by not being here.
That's another way to do it.
That's another way to do it. The Money Pit newsletter. Don't forget, you can sign up for this. Go to moneypit.com, and there are all kinds of things. Like, you have a very interesting, the gutter thing is one that really gets me because I have lots of trees around my house, and now with all the leaves gone, even though we cleaned it a month ago, and they have the screens
over
them.
Everybody thinks that just a few leaves, a few twigs are harmless, but when those gutters clog, they can't do their job, and a lot of bad things can happen.
Yeah.
And aside from the overflowing of the gutters, you can get cracked foundations because of all that water that's now collecting at the foundation. You can get rotted wood, leaky roofs, and then when it gets colder, slippery sidewalks, and so on. So, really smart to keep those clean.
Money Pit newsletter at moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube.
6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.